bench, get it all put together, do some measurements. We learned the sugi, you saw we started already a little bit yesterday, that Bir Halacha, that was the second one, did his measurements in terms of what the Malalukma, what's the... Now, kibbeitza, I don't feel I need to measure, because it seems that everyone agrees that the average kibbeitza today is 2 ounces. I look at all the different svar, they basically all, come out all agree on how much the average kibbeitza is.
Which kibbeitza is 5?
All right, so that's what they say, that 5 is kibbeitza. There's nothing with small kibbeitza. You can't buy one for love of money. No one's going to say this. Start with medium. Do some measurements. We learned the sugi, you saw we started already a little bit yesterday, that Bir Halacha, that was the second one. Did his measurements in terms of what the Malalukma, what the... Now, kibbeitza, I don't feel I need to measure, because it seems that everyone agrees that the average kibbeitza today is 2 ounces. I look at all the different svar, they basically all, come out all agree on how much the average kibbeitza is.
Which kibbeitza
is? All right, so that's what they say, that 5 kibbeitza is. There's nothing with small kibbeitza. You can't buy one for love of money. No one's going to say this. Start with medium. Then it goes
large, extra large, jumbo, super jumbo.
I think there are 5 different kinds, and I think the middle one, whatever, I don't know the exact, whatever maybe. So, but I think when they say large, that's medium. You know, I just feel semantics. So the large one is the average one, and that's the one which I think about 2 ounces, 2 fluid ounces. I'm not going to measure that. Nor am I going to measure the below lookup, but a couple of times I measured it for us already, and I'm not going to start measuring again. What I would like to measure, though, is the linear measurement. If you saw the Bir Halacha, he tells you the problem. You want to look it up. The original of the Tzlach. Tzlach is not a Kuf Tes.
Yeah, where is it?
Kuf Tes Zion. You can look for it. Tzlach HaShalom. Okay, we'll remind me later to see if you have any extra. Please remind me. So, as a matter of fact, it's fantastic. We get to it later if I have a chance. You have the Xeroxes of that. I want to show you. It's unbelievable. This coincidence happened last week. But I'm not up today yet. We're not up today yet. So Mr. Shem tomorrow I'm going to try to remember to bring in a ruler, and we have to make 3 measurements. You have to make one is an amma for Pashas is from here to here, right, from here to Farnigan, from here to here, starting from the elbow. Elbow to the end of the left of the finger. We've got to measure everybody. We got to remember the yardstick.
I looked up this thing.
Yeah. An amma
is 9 firecrackers.
I looked
around the
whole dictionary,
and the Russian measurement doesn't make sense anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you
know what firecrackers is? I don't know if that's the
attitude.
I don't know what all these things are myself. But they give various
measurements.
More than one safe run. Damn if. Oh, tefach. Well, I have to measure with tefach too. How do you measure with tefach? That's another question. Yeah.
With the thumb.
This way. Some flat like this. This is the tefa. See? So in between. A table, shoko, and also to measure the goldo.
I measured the goldo.
Gold is
this. I did that.
At the thickest part of the cross. That's how we generally assume. That's a pasha. That was my
place.
The goldo,
I measured it last year on a few people.
Yeah.
When you push it down, you get like 0.75 this tight. If you leave it loose, it becomes like 0.88 like a Ramosha. If you leave it like really, really loose, it actually gets to about an inch of shear. So all for your rights.
All for your rights.
I think we're going to be not sure everybody has.
Okay, we'll get to it. I want to do my own experiments here. All right? I mean, I never really did it, and if I did it, it's been many years, and we're going to try to find out what we come up with. I'm going to bleed out a comment with a list of everyone in the shear. And we'll all see if you're going to begin in at the same time. And then we'll write down, you'll clock in, there'll be 3 measurements next to your name. You're a Godel, you're a Tefach, and you're an Amma. And we'll see whether we have to be at our nice size shear. So she'll be able to figure out what our average is. You know, we know how much you come up with a shear. But that was an MTJ 30 years ago. Maybe I don't know what happened to that one. Right, we'll try a computer.
Yeah,
we'll all right, because always going to be a...
Well, according to the Bir Halacha, every person, the people haven't changed. Their experts haven't changed.
Let's go take a look. Okay. Rabotai, I want to mention a number of remarks which I thought are fascinating. Remember, this is a little bit azara, but it's important. I don't ever tell Sedo this brought out. Remember we had our big yisod was that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din d'oraita for Sumenis. There are two different ways of saying it, but the estimate yourself. So I thought afterwards, everybody said this in Shia. Remember the famous riot that the Rav had that Arba Kaisis is a dinner pesumenisa for the yoyt of the Shabbos Hagadol. Come out of line west, let's review it again. It says, Rishon Bevarach Alayay, Ve'ein Omer Neis Adayim, Shetzorach L'Omer Ba'agadol, V'ro L'Koflo Ayin. Right, that's how the yoyt goes. That's what Rabbeinu That's a harayah brua to all your soul. That's line in the Yotu Shabbos HaGadol. Because you're postponing a bracha of Sha'os and Nisan. Right? So what are you postponing it for? You're postponing it for the mitzvah of Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see that Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is linked to the whole idea of Pesum and Nisan. It's a push in that way. I mean, we never said that we were going to go on with giving convoluted rayas like this and like this. Because the very fact that we postponed the Sha'os and Nisan until the mitzvah of Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim, that itself, Lachar, is a raya that, if you assume, like we said before, this is a simon, the litmus test for mitzvah pesum and nisa. So the fact that you, in effect, postpone it until Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim indicates clear that Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is a pesum and nisa. And therefore, since we know Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is a raya, stands to reason that that's a little bit of a raya to what we said. Oh, then, yes. I didn't change anything, I just added something. I don't think I said this particular in the Kuzah. I mentioned the Rav said to yourselves that the bracha of Shasanism should have been said on the Arba Kaisis. So it's postponed until later. I mentioned at the very beginning. And then we went through a whole lengthy discussion. We never had to put the two together. I mean, it's an obvious point. I was thinking one day, wait a minute, these two things should be... Remember I told you everyone making Kiddush and Pesach night? So I looked it up in the Riverville Supreme. I have it at home. Chelik Ravi. And he says, yes, it's a minig, he never heard of it before, but his son-in-law told him about the minig, he writes in his paper there. And he has a discussion, I really want to bring it in, I'll try to remember. He talks about, you know why ordinarily you don't, on a normal Kiddush, only the Baal HaBayis makes Kiddush and nobody else. Why? Because the river is Pashut. Because no one else has a coast. Pashut is tomorrow. No one else has a coast. If no one else has a coast, so what are they going to make Kiddush without holding a coast? So forget it. That's why they don't make Kiddush. But Pesach night, when everybody has, by definition, has to have his or her own coast, so the minigas ever makes his or her own Kiddush. And then he throws in something about Trey calling Mishtami, Lo Mishtami. It's a little bit in the middle of that. That's what he says. So I found it somewhat unconvincing. A little bit unconvincing. On the ground that, you know, I can't say it's wrong, Chassid Shalom. It makes sense that in other words, put it this way. These days we don't rely on Shemei Kohen too much. But the Megillah we rely on, no choice. But when it comes to Kiddush and Birchus Krish, all that is we have fun in Shulchan Aruch, one person says it. Everything, Brochan, this is filling, you know, one person should make everybody. We don't do it because we're afraid we'll have Kavana, etc. Even in Benchu, we're supposed to do it for Zima, we don't rely on it. So you can argue like this, we usually don't rely on it. Except for Kiddush, we usually have no choice. Because only one person has a coast. Whenever you have a choice, for care, everyone says his own. And on Pesach, we have a choice. Why have a choice? Everybody has their own coast. That's how I can say pshat in this minute quoted in the River of Ephraim. Although it's also the Trey Kolek. That's what would emerge from that. And in truth, it's, I think in those houses, it's manasha. Either one person makes everybody, or if they make themselves, they can't make their own kiddush, but they have their own coast. You don't find in a regular situation during the year. So everyone has a cup, and one person makes Kiddush everybody. You don't find that. Yes, ma'am. This minig? Oh, I didn't see it. Yeah, so what is it? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. The question, Shechiyana, might be a hefsek between what? Between the Bor Pregofen and the drinking of the wine. For the woman, may Shechiyana already, and the Lokas and Eres. Yeah, so then the men shouldn't only be the women. Lo Plug. Yeah. And it's also, hear the bar. If a woman is Shechiyana, look at her neighbors, and then some will say that if she will answer Shechiyana to the Amen, she'll answer Amen to the husband Shechiyana, be a heaven. So now what's she going to do? She'll make her own Kiddush without saying Shechiyana. That's a chlupshat, right? Be a heaven. Oh boy. Okay, that's another reason. And I had my reason. My reason, we said over in Shir again. That the Kiddush is an integral part of Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, we can argue that you should both to have everybody make Kiddush without Avnei Nezer. And the Nezer suggested that amidst the Pesumei Nisa, you don't say Shomei Kohen. Oh, yes, Ashur.
I don't understand the river of Mitzrayim because no one is drinking by the meal with the
bread. Wow.
Everyone has a coat. You
aren't you drinking during your meal?
Yeah, but on Shabbos
and Shabbos,
kidding,
Friday night?
No.
The father stores from his cup.
Wow.
Everyone drinks from his cup.
Water, soda, juice,
what?
With wine in it?
Oh, not a full cup of wine. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe
it's
because you have the coast,
you
put wine into it. It doesn't answer.
Wow.
But if you don't have wine in there to stop,
we have to spend a whole bottle of wine every meal. One cup is enough. Okay. No one's saying it's akiv. Because we said that maybe it's mechor. One might argue that maybe they hold even akiv. Oh, but then I. What's the matter? What to say?
We're all here. Everyone
has
their cup of wine.
I never saw that. One cup of wine is quite enough for everybody.
Yeah?
Kiddush, right? Yeah, sure. Well, Hasidim, everyone makes their own kiddush for that, but that's just the man usually. Yeah? Right, Rovam indicates that only one kiddush. Only one broch on the talis, and one broch on the tefillin, and one broch on the krishma, and one broch on benching. But we don't rely on that because we're afraid he won't come on. No, if I can, Rova means on the contrary. There's one person saying for everybody. They all just listen. That's what Rova means. Pashtas. Rova means one person says for everybody. Not that 10 people saying 10 different times. And boy, some people do it right. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to say another word about this Nakuda. Look, Rabosai. We could say, as we said until now, Kiddush, it's true, Kiddush is nothing special. And Ilchus Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's like one of many other things. But you know, Kastik Nuchazal, you have to have four kulshos, and four kulshos are the Kiddush, and Kiddush is the mystical part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you can't substitute for it by saying, well, is it today something or other happened, or is it, you know, this story happened, that story happened. So that's why I have to have everyone say it on his own, again, the quantity of the Nezah. But then, I saw an incredible coincidence, I saw an incredible pshat. I was sitting in the Beit Medrash locally in Riverdale, and I pulled up on a sefer called Eish Tamid. I don't possess me. It's down at the bottom. Eish Tamid, on some few mistakes, and one of them was Psach. I pull it out. The sefer is in Karim for someone. I don't know exactly for whom. And there, someone in Psachim, they had one piece attributed to Rav Chaim Britzke. I kind of was notes from Rav Michal Shurkin, who was a Talmud of the Rav in 9 years, and now he's a Rebbe in Taurus Moshe, which has the following incredible idea. Unbelievable. According to this idea, Rav Chaim is again attributed to Rav Chaim. Guess it came through the Rav. I don't know how else. A new pshat in the Rambam. K'mo shenamar zocher es yom haShabbos l'kadshah. Remember, we had so many problems with our Rambam. What's he saying over here? What's he saying, this Rambam? So sometimes it's mechayev women. So we still suggest it based on the Milchas Chinuch. And then some say, well, midoraita is enough without the alpeh. Midorabonim the coast. We got to also mechlin zavshat. A whole series, I think, in that tape, because a whole series of interpretations. If you want to look it up in the back, Yaakov, may have I think in the back, and look on the index, somewhere has a whole, on the Kiddush, or on the Zohar Shom HaShabbos HaKadosh, is of this still 4 or 5 Perushim in the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. So Reb Chaim has his own pshat. Reb Chaim is like this. On Shabbat, it's not enough to say, God created the world, and rested on it. A seventh day somewhere. No. Much more than that. You have to say, this is it. Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. This is the Shabbos. This is the day of, which is the modulo 7. Is that how you're right saying? This is the anniversary, the weekly anniversary of the day of Shabbos Vayinofesh. And if you don't say that, Reb Chaim is a Kiddush, you're not yotzei the midst of Kiddush. You must say that this is the day of Shabbos. Where do we say it? I don't even know where we say it. We say B'Shabbos. No, but Kihuyom. We always say Kihuyom. We say it on Tuesday. Where do you see in the Lashon of Kiddush and Shabbos? Today is it. Today is it. No, Asher Kishabbos of Rosh Hashanah. B'Shabbos Kodesh B'Av of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's a sort of implicit that if we say that you gave a Shabbos, it means that today is Shabbos. I guess Rav Chaim doesn't quite finish the sentence. Now, says Rav Chaim, the same thing applies to Pesach night. The midst of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Zin of Zohar, you have to mention not because this story takes place, but today is the anniversary. And Rav Chaim claims, again, this little piece, that the only place you mentioned explicitly that today is the anniversary of all these nisim is where? Kiddush. I couldn't even find it in Kiddush. I think he means again. Batitan lanu. As yom, chag amatzah zeh zman chay v'seinu. But hazeh, chamatzah zeh. What hazeh? Very good. I didn't think of that. Very good, David. Makes me feel a bit better. Hazeh. Hazeh means this. No, if I Shabbos, no zeh. Or zos, or anything of that nature. Ki hu yom. Who in the Ian Arps? Ki zeh yom. Let's change that to a new chumra. Ki zeh yom. All right, new chumra, briska chumra. I don't know, maybe they were changing this. I don't know.
Some people don't
take you. No, so say, Reb Chaim said it's halachic. Kiddush and it's halachic. That's the Zohar is. Atkan, I read in this Eish Tumid. Yeah. I'll call upon him if Reb Chaim is correct, and if Reb Chaim really said it, then I was thinking back to the old story. Why must everybody say Kiddush? Because everybody has to say Tibbetz Mitzrayim on his own, as we said with the Rav in Asia. And you have to say this because this is another one of 150 different details. This is Ma'agi Medarais, a Pusk. So the first one is Ma'agi Medarabonah, and the second is Ma'agi Medarais. All this is, you know, the chiduda, the mice of the mini olam is not that way. In most places, not, you know. It seems that it makes its own kira on Kiddush. But if you want to explain what it's when it comes, then accept, but just saying it should always be that way. And every couple of ones to go to the rivers of Ephraim says it's to avoid Trey Koli. Again, I'm not sure how the Trey Koli fits in. I have to look it up. If you want to look up the rivers of Ephraim, Chelek Dalet, perhaps the Beit Medrash, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. I think that's where it is. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, that's what was written there. I may have been a different sim. I have to look it up again. But it's Chelek Dal, that's for sure. He quotes him. His son-in-law has his custom. So we gave a little bit of a different spin on where this custom and what its source might be. Okay. Rabotai, I want to talk a bit about Simchas Yontif. We already mentioned it already a few times, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. First is over here in the Kuf Tesam and Aleph. I remember Samachal B'yayim. Hainu B'zman HaZeh. Of the Zman Beit HaMikdash in Simcha Ela B'Bosor. Okay? Bosor. And then, now it's Yayin. Shut. The Shulchan Aruch says the Feirish. That the mitzvah is Yayin. And in Simen Tov Kuf Kof Tes, the mitzvah is Yayin. And the B'Alocha there quotes, only Yayin. That's the base Yosef. Yosef Kara was very strong on this. Only Yayin. As opposed to whom? The Rama. What did Rama say? Both of the Yayin. Incidentally, Derech Agas, as we're holding Ot by Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Chor is the same Machlokes as Odesh Yitosa. In Hilchis Purim, the Rama says both of the Yayin. It's an inflation to meal with Yayin. And the Mechabah left that both. When I learned Hilchis Megillah, it's Purim, we can make it or Hoba Otay, Odesh Yitosa. Rama always requires both of the Yayin. As the Bach explained that to me, someone says, Basar Shalanu plus Yayin is barely the equivalent of the Basar Shlomik. But the Ein Simcha Lev Yayin means Yayin together with the Basar. But the old days, the Basar Basar Shlomik, now Pidim is Simcha. We don't have that anymore. So we have to have Yayin, but together with Basar. So Basar plain Basar. Incidentally, some say Basar is red meat. Some say you're not Yotam, it's a Simcha with chicken. It's a Shalom, because of the Basar Shlomik, but I have to have a Basar Behema. The whole issue whether you can be yotzei mitzvah with red meat or not, with chicken or not. No. Yeah.
We're talking about Yontif and Chas Yontif.
Yontif, if they could afford red meat, they had it, but they couldn't. If they couldn't, they couldn't. If they couldn't afford it, they could have the vegetables. If you can't afford chicken either, someone who can't afford it. Can't afford, you can't afford. Sure. They said red meat. See, they were mafmir. The person is mafmir. Rosh Hashanah. And I have a Shaila. We already alluded to earlier. What if a person doesn't like wine? A person does not like wine. What's it in? Is it simple to drink wine? Doesn't sound right for me. But I have a different child. What if a person doesn't like meat? Doesn't like red meat? Is there a mitzvah for him to eat shalmei simcha? A korban shlamim? A basar? Well, no. He said, I can't stand meat. Not because I'm trying to save money. I just can't. I don't like the taste of meat. Ugh. No, I'm not a vegetarian. He doesn't like the taste of meat.
What about vegetarian?
Different story. He doesn't like the taste of meat. So is he mechuyev to have b'sar shlamim? Or is he not mechuyev to have b'sar shlamim? L'chor, whatever p'sak will give over there, which is a shah of a d'oraisa, the same shall be over here by Yayin, even according to Shitas HaToysis, or that whole, Toysis happens to hold in a few places, that only b'sar shlamim is d'oraisa. But man is there, the whole midst of Simchas d'Rabbanan. That's what it's called, Chobo HaTalyus. If on the level of d'oraisa, if you tell you have a chuyev to have b'sar shlamim, even if you don't like me so much, so too on the level of d'Rabbanan, the Divrayim, boy, on the level of the rice, according to the Rambam, it's manazeh, there, we have the rice which is yayin, instead of the older rice which is basar. Well, basar v'yayin, as the case may be. It should all depend if you like it or not. On the other hand, if I'm sashlam, you're supposed to sort of force yourself, even if you don't like it so much, then you should do the same as with basar v'yayin today. Or, what's the difference? Could be. I don't see it.
It says that
well, the yayin is samach l'amesh, and that's considered to be simcha. Yes?
This is all for the
Bas
Shlomo, which is the
Karban
Pesach, right?
No! Different Karban. Karban Shlomo, Shami Simcha. It was brought Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot.
Doesn't it seem that
the Basar
is more...
It's the Basar
itself, not to the person?
Because
you bring Shlomo,
plus
you bring Shlomo.
By
Simcha,
with
Yayin,
more of a person. Could be. Abi says, when it says, there's a Bas Shlomo, you have to have a Shlomo, you like it, you don't like it, you have to eat it anyway. But man is there, we don't have Sar Shlomim, then it becomes more subjective. If you don't like meat, you don't like wine, so you don't have it. Could be, right? Could be. Rabos, I have a few horrors to make. Yes. No, yes, it's Pharaoh. People love a lot of things. But this man is a mitzvah, a time when the Torah says explicitly, you should fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha with the Sar Kachim. That's it. That's the highest peak. That's all enough. That's enough. They know. It's manazeh. We don't have the sar shlamim, sar kachim. So now we go with the ayin yisamach, which is the pasuk. In those days, we follow the bus of shlamim, which is the pasuk. The bach of shlamim, v'yachal of shlamachta. We always follow the pasuk. Yes. I thought that even if you're going to say, Rabotai, that sar shlamim, the buster is ma'akeh, Simcha Shmona, even with Manazeh, L'chora, and even if you'll say, we mentioned before, a halav of Simcha Shmona, that in Chalamoyed Sukkot you have to have it, maybe even Pesach, you have to have every day Basar V'yayin, or certainly Yayin, maybe Basar Tzuv, onto the Rambam. L'chora, that Yatra should be no different. It should be permissible to have. You don't require Chalamoyed, it's more than a Machmir, you have to require Basar V'yayin. You don't have Basar V'yayin, Basar is like night, and Basar again in the afternoon. No, this once per day of Chalamoyed. So to the Chara, no one is right to be once per day of Yatsim. So then you can make an argument that you like milchik, you can have one milchik meal, say at night, for example, and a fleshik meal by day, or the other way around. The first night they did not have, no, you need zikha b'shah simcha, the whole discussion of sugya himself, as a matter of fact, earlier in the Perek Eilu Zoran, I believe it is, to find it. So the mice at my house, we have Melechik Sanyantif twice a year. Second night Shavuot, and Simchas Torah night. Not because so much of Simchas Torah night is, Matan Torah, like that's a different reason. I'm so yoked from, first of all, from 8 days of meat, plus all our kafes, we just want to just have Melechik, and then we got greater Hanoah. Melechik. The other meals by us are all flesh meals. Every last one is flesh. But there's a heather, I think, even though it only happens once a day, it's enough. The nice thing we do is our flesh meal. Except Shavuot is even 3 days after. Even 3 days after. Let's go through it. What 3 days after? Let's go through the 3 days after. So if it's Rosh Hashanah, Adamite Sukkot. Sukkot, we have a house filled with guests, and they all expect to have, they're not going to come for the Milchik meal. They all want the fish. And then Simchas Torah Tzaka, we have a Milchik meal. And then Shavuot, we have a Milchik meal. What's left? Pesach. There were some people who didn't even have Milchik dishes on Pesach. So they couldn't budget Milchik. Nothing, zero. They had all. So comes out. That's the way it works out for us. And I feel the second day, even if you want to be machmish, I meet twice, the second day is only the rabbanon, you know, so therefore that's how we have it in our house. We have 2 middle of the meals in Yontif per year, as a rule. Yes?
According to the
Gemara, ice cream, you'll make it against the mice, you know, really, how you do it in Yontif. Ice cream. Yeah?
According to the Gemara, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as man is the eager simchat and Yontif is dying. Now, the truth is, for most people, the father makes kiddush, and everyone, if people are lucky, maybe they drink a sip.
Not in my house.
So you make everyone drink a few cups
on
the bar?
I don't make them. We have wine on the table. We have to have the reviers, there's only 3 ounces, it's enough. So this is my boys, who are shtickle machmir, my decision. They know, they've heard me say shia. They're machmir to have 3 ounces of yain.
Each
man of our mitzvah.
Why not? Each
man. Right. Now, if I want it, yes.
You don't like it.
My kids happen to like it. They, I also like it.
Would Hamar Medina work?
No. Yeah. Yeah. What does he say?
You want to say the reason why Tosa says that since the things are running out is only Tosa holds that the only way to become a mitzvah is with a korban. But the Rambam is giving meat and or wine as a mitzvah in a mukhar. So he says
could
that that's why
could
it's
be
kind of simple with anything.
Could be. Could be. Possible. Now, I thought Pashtus from the Gemara that women also have to drink wine. Pashtus. I'll tell you why. Look at the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbana, Kuf Tesamel. Chayev Adam the Sameach, Bonav the Beis of the Regal Shenema, Visamach the Bechagetam. Pamem the Samcham Biyayin. Sure. Tana Kama seems to hold the Pashtus of the words. That the only way to fulfill Simchat Yontif for you and for all members of your family, including the females, I presume, is wine. Oh, Abiyuda says, Anoshim Beroyalem, Anoshim Beroyalem, Anoshim Beroyalem Beyayin, Anoshim Beroyalem Bemai, we know this already, bankruptcy, Big Day Tzivon, Ber Tzov, Big Day Pishnim, Gawatsu, Gawatsu, but that's Abiyuda, man. But according to Tanakami, you get the impression, you can save a fortune of money. How much can wine cost, after all? So it sounds like everybody has a chiyuv of yayin. That's pashim shach. I wanted to say the following source. I didn't see anywhere. And maybe the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda Shitosim. The Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda a whole bunch of places. We had Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda earlier by Tinokos. Right. On Amud Beis, Chesam Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanon. Hakol Chayavim Be'arbakot Salelo Echad Anoshim Ve'echad Noshim Ve'echad Tinokos. On Rabbi Yehuda, fine. So I thought, and I'm not exactly sure how to phrase it precisely, that maybe the Lishitosim, the Rabbi Yehuda is always subjective. Yehuda says subjective. Look, a man, kids don't like wine, so it doesn't pay to give them arbakos, it's not going to be any much for them in the arbakos. Women don't like wine, they like clothes better. So he say he gives you a personalized approach. To Arbakaisis, to Simchas Yontif, these are personalized objectives. Whereas the Tanakam says, no. We go with what says the Pasuk, Yayin. Yayin is the Tidarais of Simchas Yontif, if you call the Rambam, and the Rabbanon, and call the Tosis. Yayin is Sakkot of Arbakaisis. And everyone else, I'm just sort of, adapt. So you'll get some enjoyment out of the Yayin. You'll find a way to have some Hanor from it. That's what I thought, maybe there's a link between these two. It's true. Rabbi Yehuda didn't pat the woman from Abakaisis. That's the way David said, the computer came with a bang, bing. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda pat the woman from Abakaisis too? That's what we're about to come out with. Yeah. No. Apparently, women have some simcha from Yayin. A little bit they do have. Look, you see all these bars where they have these alcohol bars, Khalilah Vachas. You see women there drinking their martinis with their cocktails with their maises.
They enjoy this. It's not appropriate that they should be
having. All right. Okay, exactly. That's how we thought that even should they have even Yayin and Meshaka, even for women, I thought, against the Mikra Kodesh, I thought. But, said Rabbi Yehuda, since they enjoy clothing more than wine, then the Simchas Yontif for them should be fulfilled through clothing. The Arba Pesach should be fulfilled with wine. You can't have Arba dresses, we're going to have.
Sure.
They'd probably prefer that, but that's sheer bankruptcy. But we'll come to that.
What about Shabbos?
We'll come. Hold on. So I thought that's the word that is Lashitasa. Oh, we'll come to that. We discussed that yesterday. We don't know we pass like. The Bechala mentions both is the Torah's mitzvah, because we're not sure we pass like. The Machlokas are we showing how to pass? Now, hold on a second. The Tanakama Lashitasa. If they have some measure of Simcha, they're Chayav. Same as Noshim Chayav and Simcha Gadol B'Yayin like the men, and children of Chayav and Arba Kursas like the adults. He's not so personalized as Tanakama. Only one problem called it is Tzvot, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that mitzvah to give Arba Kursas to the Tino. What does that imply? That you know it's passing you like Tanakama, the mitzvah to give to the Tino. But the same Tanakh, same Shulchan Aruch, Paskins by Simchas Yontov, the top two Koftes, what do you do with the kids? Don't give them wine. What do you give them? Kloyos Vergos. Kloyos Vergos. So it's a little bit of a cash. But they should have said, give the kids wine too. If you give the kids wine for the Abacus, they should give them wine there also. I guess not. Because wine, it's the Abacus. In Top Iron Bay, Sif Tezvah, I think it was, a Tezayim, one of them. We saw yesterday. Should give the kids arba kaisers of wine. So that applies that says pass like Tanakama. We were saying that Tanakama, all that even kids should have wine and put the answer for. So that doesn't quote. I guess you can check with yesterday. It's only him. What? Both. I know that. Maybe, but the fact that Tanakama, you would argue with both, there's maybe a link. I have the following horror about that. I thought it was on my own. And I found it later, I was mechavad with Adam Gadol Ma'od. This idea was just found in the Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Kof Tes Beis, which is taken from the Rambam, the Perek Vav and Echaz Yontif. You give children kloyos vergozes. Where is it say in the Shah?
Right here.
Where? Show me.
Elam Chafim Lahem Kloyos Vergozes.
No, not on Pesach Night. Shvuas, Sukkis, where do you say it? The Rambam has it in all Yontif. You know where's the Kasha? The Beis Yosef, no less. Rav Yosef Karo, in their top Kuf Kuf test, and gives no answer. So I had an answer. My answer was, apparently it's learned from Rav Yehuda. Kadesh lo Yishnu. Why lo Yishnu? Apparently they have Simcha. What keeps them away?
The whole mitzvah is, you got to tell them from the night. Kadesh lo Yishnu Yishal, so you can be Mekayim your mitzvah. It's only a special thing by Pesach.
No, I understand that. So I'll give my kids a copy of Macbeth. I'll keep him away. Where are you? You gotta give him something to make him happy. That's not the word. Avada the fact. Ain't a chenami. Who would be also in Shah? You have to give him the Nintendo. Ain't a chenami. But we don't think it on you. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that I thought that's the mucker. That the fact that it's Simcha is the basis for keeping him awake. He's awake. It keeps him happy. You know, keep awake. Keep Shah awake. It keeps him happy. That's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch knew. That you give the kids Kloyos Vergozes on Shavuos and Sukkos also, because they learn, they derive from our Gemara, it's a mitzvah Simcha Center. As a matter of fact, this indicates, as I said to you earlier, the connection between the two brises. The brise of Haggadah mentions Kloyos Vergozes, and the Rambam quotes about the next brise of Chayav Adam L'Sameach on the Nesu Verego. Apparently, there's a link between the two of them. Right, that's true. That's what I thought. Later, I look in the Mafteach and the Rambam and I said, look in the Torah Tamima. I look in the Torah Tamima and Dvarim. I was looking for yesterday, found it at home. He says it's an Ofen Yerushalmi. Wow. I don't know, they said it's another Yerushalmi. I had to look it up. There's an Ofen Yerushalmi Perek Yud of Sofen, which said that it's a mitzvah to give Machayah, Machalis, whereas it goes to children on Yantif, to the simple Yantif. I was calling Yerushalmi. We thought it was based on an analysis of the Gemara linking these two brises. And maybe, do you have a Rishon? They have it in the back. Maybe they have the Makaris around them. Yes?
No, you said before that we're differentiating between man and woman about the Simcha Yontif.
Yeah.
If we're going to differentiate between them and the Simcha Yontif, why can't we differentiate between each?
Good question. Josh asked if we could say that men are different and women are different. Some men say that Reuben is different and Shimon is different.
Right. Some men some men don't like one.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Once we start lowering or changing that, right?
I agree. Maybe you're right. Question: you have to buy a new dress for your wife every day of Sukkot. eight, nine different dresses. What do you say? So I would say the answer has to be no. Has to be no. I, with the fair of the Gemara, a notion of the royal land out of the big day to the bear control. The pashas is that the simcha of a beggar chodesh, they buy a new dress on the first day, it lasts for the 8 days. Pashas, yeah? Whatever they wear. So I was wondering about that. So you'll say, oh, drink wine once? Nah, it doesn't last that long, that warm feeling for wine. That's only have to get it renewed every day. But the dress, you can wear the same dress in the whole week and it's still considered new by you. What's the difference? In the old days, Rabotai, you didn't have like today the wardrobe filled with 50 different dresses. They had one dress, they bought a new dress for you, that would last for the whole season. But nowadays, I don't know, we have to buy more dresses, like you, but you can't afford it. Shoes, somebody says. But, Rabotai, I'm telling you another chumrah. And there's a chumrah which I must confess, I'm not always so good at, but sometimes I try. How do you make your children happy? It's like candies in one way, toys, whatever. But another way that children like to do on Kalamba is to take trips. You know, they like to go to a place, an amusement park, or bowling, or play base, whatever. So in my opinion, a father has an obligation to take his kids, or if he's lucky, to get someone else to take his kids, for some kind of a trip, you know, to make a family a little bit happy in Kalamba. Yeah, that's what it takes.
It's all the same thing.
Okay. I want to show you a vard in the Rashash. In the Rashash. The Rashash goes on a Gemara, which we haven't. We'll see a little bit later. I want to get to it now. The Gemara Kuf Tesimid Beis says, Arba Kasi Tikna Rabbanas Nerecheres Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Benashiyu. That's why it's not Zugos. We'll get to the Zugos in a minute. But that, I don't want to forget the Rashash. Not Kabbalah. Zugos Kabbalah. The Rashash makes a Ha'ara, which I saw. This is a very interesting one because the Rabbeinu David talks about it. Rashash, of course, didn't have Rabbeinu David. It was printed in his day. Give a look in the Rashash, if you don't mind. Here it is on page Lamed Gimel in our print. The Lamed Gimel following the Marasha. The very end of that Kuf Tes. Ah, Gemara, Arba Kastig of the Kokad Vachan Vabbe Nashe, Mitzah Benashe, Mikan Nerali, the Dalet Kosos, Ein Ma'akman Zezer, the Mela of the Sholosh Ishtakula. If you only have three Kosos, just drink three, because each one's a mitzvah being option. So I saw on the beautiful var, I think it's very, very nice. The Rabbeinu David, he said something which is very remarkable, and the footnote I think is exactly correct. Here it is. He says, Tamo was there. Shari Arba Kosatain, Shetiklo Shtiya Shalarba Kosas Erecherus, Shem Shasa Kosecha Lo Shtayin Lo Osem Lo Klum. Puk for kef in the Rashash. If you have one cause, it's nothing. It's Arba cause. Nothing they don't have all four. Footnote 9. Bevuah b'divr Rabbeinu. Shadalat kosas v'ak v'zu v'zu. Ayin the Rashash. Each was a separate mitzvah. Chen sava maharal, perik memtes. But then he concludes like Rabbeinu David. And then he has a var which I was waiting for. Rabbeinu b'davar rak b'din shtiyah shadal kosas lo yad kosas shel bracha Rabbeinu Arei Sova Shev Shalos Yud Inyan Echa Shal Arvat Alakal Kavameinu Yoseh Hasheni Yedin Hasheni Ayin Lek El Kufches Shisur Nimsa Sha'af L'Daisam Ein Lo Alei Spezo Gimel Kosas Tzorach U'L'Sadeh L'Varech Aleim Masha Tiklu L'Kol Echos Rak Shish Lo Mat Shein Amuchir L'Shtosan V'Dai B'Timo Kol Kol Shal Brocha. I think he's right. Tzvei Dinim. As far as Tzvei Brocha Alakal for this, you have one, you have two, you have three, as much as you have as good. But for the din of Derech Heiret, the Shtiyas Arba Kosa Shul Yayim, it's a four nothing. It was a very deep word. I think it's a very deep word. Nafkamina. Someone will say, you know, I'll have one cup, I'll have wine, and two cups, I'll have grape juice. You know, this is kind of cut. Pashas, you know, it doesn't pay. Once you already had grapes for the first call, it's mother grapes all the way. That's what comes out of it, it's not halach. Because Marashah. Cedar Brach Allah calls, you'll still do with the grape juice. And Derech Heiret, you have to drink four cups or nothing.
Why?
Saying, let's say you couldn't. So once you preferred, you had a headache, whatever, you couldn't have the first cup of wine. You made a mistake, whatever it is. You had grapes. Oh, now I want to come through and drink wine. Oh, I didn't know what you were saying. Oh, he said, have the three cups with the Haggadah benching in Hallel, and have another cup. During the meal, you have another cup. Wow. Right, that you could do. Right. Four cups of yayin. Because the first one is grape juice. Saying, well, back to the whole mahalach, you need wine for derech heiret. I first made a statement. If the person had grape juice for the first coast, that's it. Doesn't pay to have wine for the other three coasts anymore. Doesn't make a difference. And David corrects me. He says, we can have an extra coast in the meal. That'll be a four cup. Correct, you're right. Sorry? Most of our kosas during the meal is going to be good. I don't know. That's another issue. I don't have to think about it. Because you're allowed to have an extra kosher in the meal. So, yeah. I guess. All right. I don't know. This most of our kosas is a very tricky business. Doesn't say anyone shots. It says it's tricky. In case it happens, I'm going to take a shot. In case it happens, yes.
Maybe the only way to
have
to
deal with that is by having two brothers on kosas. That's what one might say, but we put the halacha of the post and say not that way. Shason, the Vasachas is Yotza. Yeah?
We mentioned some of the frustration,
it was
their concept of that they should be together.
Avada, the Chathchila should be together. No question, the Chathchila should be together. Which is if it's post facto, the other. Okay, Rabbos, we now start talking about the Shiru. Kuf Tesem and Aleph, Revia Shel Torah. The Lord says, Revia Shel Torah, it's Va'ayim, Alat Va'ayim, Rumat Va'ayim, Vishchesi, Va'etzim. It's a whole Arichus Devar. I have a question. I always thought, yes? We'll get to that. That's the next sugya. That's on the base. We'll get to that. I have a question. Isn't Revius a shear of volume and a shear of measure? Why is the Gemara talking over here about measure? Linear measure. There's two ways of, both ideas, they're familiar with you. There's two ways of taking the volume of any particular object or liquid or whatever it may be. One is direct measurement of volume. That displacement of water, we'll call it. So things like wine is direct. That's what we call a volume measure. Hey, what's an example of a volume measure? Well, you know,
a fluid ounce,
a couple of 8 fluid ounces is a volume measure. Cubic foot, I don't know, the volume measure, but, well, it's a linear measure, but it's like a liter. Now, here the Gemara is transforming a revius. What is a revius of what? Revius of what? What's lug, correct. Revius of lug. A lug, you know what the revius means? Revius of the lug. A lug is six basin. It's the equivalent of six, volume of six eggs. So revius is the base of a napka. 1/4 of six is 1.5. That's what we have to share. A base of a revius is an egg and a half in volume measure. They're all about pure volume measure. The way you drain a cup by measuring a revius in terms of a finger, two fingers, forget it. Just say it's a base of not, which is what the Gemara says elsewhere. I mean, and it was some place where they found it easier.
take two fingers, right?
You could have an issue with that, and what does two fingers mean? Like just height?
Right, the height of two fingers, by the length of two fingers, by the width of two fingers, by the height of two fingers, and what? Two and how much?
Two point seven.
Chatsi v'chomesh. 2.2 by 2.7. Whatever it is. Okay? So that's the pashas. I thought, and I'll tell you, there's a reason for this. I'm telling you this. It's basically it's a sheer of volume. And this whole idea of linear measure is just a way of was in some places more convenient for them to get the proper conclusion that way. But that's an intrinsically a linear sheer. Nafkamina. I'll tell you nafkamina. This summer we let McVos. And we pointed out that the themes of Pashtas, the sheer mikvah, is fakert. It's a linear sheer. Amma, al amma, burum, gimel amas. An amma by an amma by three amas. That seems to be the original sheer. Then, of course, the more famous sheer for most people know is what? Arboim so. That's an equivalency. There, I thought fakert. The major, the real sheer is what? Is the linear sheer. Because that's it's a linear shear, human beings' dimensions. You say, what's the difference? It's all academic. Not necessarily. What? You take two fingers, right?
You could have an issue with that, and what does two fingers mean? Like this height?
Right, the height of two fingers, by the length of two fingers, by the width of two fingers, by the height of two fingers, and what? Two and how much? Two. 2.7. Chatsi v'chomesh. 5.5. 2.2 by 2.7. Whatever it is. Okay? So that's... But the pashas, I thought, and I'll tell you, there's a reason for this. I'm telling you this. It's basically it's a sheer of volume. And this whole idea of linear measure is just a way of was in some places more convenient for them to get the proper conclusion that way. But that's an intrinsically a linear sheer. Nafkamina. I'll tell you nafkamina. This summer we let McVos. And we pointed out that the themes of Pashtas, the sheer mikvah, is fakert. It's a linear sheer. Amma, al amma, burum, gimel amas. An amma by an amma by three amas. That seems to be the original sheer. Then, of course, the more famous sheer for most people know is what? Arboim so. That's an equivalency. There, I thought fakert. The major, the real shear is what? The linear shear. That's called gufo shel adam olavem. It's a linear shear, human beings' dimensions. You say, what's the difference? It's all academic. Not necessarily. What will happen if the ratio changes? If the linear dash volume ratio changes. In other words, you do a measurement, you find a mikvah. You measure a mikvah amma by three ammas, using your measuring from your amma over here. And you'll also measure with 40 saw. What is 40 saw? Whoa, a lot of eggs. 40 saw. Well, we figured that, figure it out. A lug, we said, is what? 6 eggs, okay? Then a cob is 4. And we'll have a computer watch. A calculator watch. A cob is 4 lug. A saw is 6 cob. So it's 6 times 4 times 6 times 40. What's 144 times 40? Don't think you're wrong. This is what I say. 144 times 40. 5760. 5,760 what? Eggs. Each egg is 2 ounces. 2 fluid ounces. So 5760 times 2? 11,000 and what? 20 fluid ounces. Ounces. Now, a gallon is how much? 128. 128 into that number, please. 90. That's right. 90 gallons. It's the most makel shiel ever here. 90 gallons. 90 gallons are boom. So, that's all that comes out. If an egg is... we all think it's so much bigger than that. It was a famous rabbi, David Miller. We spoke about that in the secret of the Jewish family and all the story. And he had a makel because she had 90. I think it was 90 gallons. She had something like that. And I said, "It's to make a little." Now, is it? Well, use tap water also. Another cool. 90 gallons. Now, go make another calculation. Amma by three ammas. Well, that's figure out what that is. That's very nice. Three cubic ammas. Very, very beautiful. What is an amma? So we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to find out what an amma is. Right? After we measure everybody's amma, and we're going to find out. And an amma is supposed to be, by the way, it's going to work out. An amma is supposed to be how many? Six tefachim. And a tefach is supposed to be four golden. We're going to have to see if these things work. Okay, we'll see what happens. So, maybe things change. I don't know what happened. But these two are supposed to be identical. Supposed to be identical. Please open up your halacha from yesterday, and you will see that it's no longer identical. One second. And if it's no longer identical, my theory is, so what? So what? Who said that the ratio must remain the same until Mashiach comes? I never found it anywhere. The Chorah should come out. You have to first analyze what's the main shear. Is the main shear linear or the main shear volume? If the main shear is linear, you go with the linear shear, you know the volume is often volume. If the main shear is volume, you follow that, you know it's often the linear. That's what I thought the Pashtas. I went up and up to that B'alacha we saw yesterday. This was the question.
You measure by vein cells or by Zayas. The vein, do you count the shell? And by Zayas, do you count the vein?
I believe it's with the shell, I'm not mistaken.
What about the Zayas?
I believe so, but I'm not sure. Have to look on the Svarim. It's all beforeish in the Svarim. It's beforeish, just look it up. Here we go, the first wide line, Rabbi Osai. The first wide line, have to be alone. You should have all the zeros from yesterday. So I said, we're going to give them. Give them, yeah. Yes, they all got copies of the Xerox. They all have it, you lost it? Everyone has it? Okay, that's, should be able to share with your next door neighbor. We should be able to get have enough. First wide line. Ein b'mishnah brurah v'hinei agon slach. What? Let's finish the mishnah brurah first. Reish ayin alef sevigil. Let's see the mishnah brurah first. Mishnah brurah samaches. Okay? V'da. You see it? The shir revius u'kamat maloshte klipos mi beitza benin shel tanagolus. Ushir beitzo machza ima klipo. The lug ushisha beitzim, can you see the Gemara? Vimela revias ha lug ubeitzo vachetzi. Okay, he says the ferish, this is what the shear is. Okay? Good. So we talk about the beitzo with the klipo, to answer your question. Viyesh machmira mi old binyan ashiurin. Vauchichu da beitzo niskatlim bismaneinu lemach, since you ma shayir bimea Gemara. I would have said, great! So the shear got small? No, the answer is not that way. The arcane shear revis will be kiflayim. They double the revis. V'chein afkamina mizel din kazayas matzah. Dukachati beitza kebavur besimatov peivah. We'll get to that soon. I am to be alocha mashkasav the minyan zeh. The nochon nochosh of the ram and the kiddush shalala v'al kopon v'yul lechatchila sheyachzik akos kishnei beitzim. As opposed to Beit Samatz, for a reason we'll see soon. Vashti Asha calls God al Daish Yishta Kabla Lugma of the day. Fine. That's the Mishnah Brewer. Where do you get it from? So the Beer Allah. I'm Mishnah Brewer. Ve'agon Slach Paragav Ipsochim Daf Kuf Tez Zion. It's a typo. It is a typo of Osai. And as a matter of fact, I was Baruch Hashem Bekayim Abitzim Hashem Asaveda. It's a fantastic coincidence. Unbelievable. Unbelievable story. Last week, I had to send something to Rabbi Feivel Cohen, Shlita, from Brooklyn, New York. I had a shliach here who lived around the corner, and he gave what I had to send to Rabbi Cohen. By mistake, I left. It was I switched envelopes. You remember? And I had something unbeknownst to me in the bottom of the envelope. A shtickle Torah of mine in the bottom, unrelated to what I had to send him. So as a result of that, he would have sent me anyway. I don't know. It was other piece of paper. He was Mechaim HaShavah Zaveda. He sent me a note telling me that I left some stuff in the bottom, and he sent it back to me. And he also told me that, you know, he started looking at what I wrote to him. It's Zoramach. He said, Inyanim Chashuvim, and he's going to look at it more, honey. Okay, fine. Then he said to the bottom. Unbelievable story. I got yesterday's mail, last week's mail, I think Wednesday or Tuesday, Mamsh. Er shom ha'ora achas b'divri ha'bir ha'locha b'simen reish ayin aleph sif yud gimel divra maschel shal revius. The day I got the letter, it was in the Maram HaKurmis. I told him, I said, you're not going to believe this. Okay, thank you very much. So that day it was on the blackboard, I got his letter. I thought it was an incredible hashgacha pratis. Then in the last two lines is Agav, the Sefer Atzlach Shali, the Perek Arvei Psachim, Lo Matzasi Kol Inyan. I didn't see the whole thing there. Couldn't find it. I thought like this. Some of my comments. You Mekayin Hashava Saveda by sending me back my shtickle Torah that I'd written, which was in the envelope. Now I'll do Hashava Saveda for you. You lost the tzlach. The tzlach is supposed to be, if I look at Kuf Tes, with the, it's a typo in the Bialocha. It's Kuf Tes Zion. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have known it either. But I thought that in the a new version have it? You have a new version of the look, where do you look? I wonder if I caught it. I wouldn't have known it either. I also looked for it. I couldn't find it. But I think the Seder Kilchoso, or Seder Orach rather, he told me to look at Kuf Tes Zion. Some other secondary source told me to look there. That's how I found it. So I did Rabbi Cohen a favor. I told him to look what the tzlach was. He looked only saw it quoted in the Michas Baruch, etc., etc. His Aharon will get to it in a second. Fascinating. Oh, I think he's 100% right. It's probably a mistake here. But let's go back. He still couldn't resist telling about this quote coincidence. Weiter. Hagon tzlach should be kufta zayin kosav. Shetorach umodat shir kemach lechala pi shirah shal haramah pekwami bikurim. Shirah shal havchitza bi gemara pi cheshmin mem sol mikveh. That's not the linear, but the what? The volume. It was off by a ratio of 2-1, Rabbi Sai. 2-1. Supposed to be identical shear. It was off by a ratio of 2-1. The alkane. Shabbat Agonzal, Shal Korchok Habetim Niskatnu B'machtis B'mashayu B'yom Kanonim. That the volume of the egg now is one half of what it used to be. V'yimkein Kol Shirein Leim B'shtiyas Reviyat Shana B'sharim Beitzu Machtza V'chein Shir Chal Shalom Gimel Beitzim V'chein Achilas Kazayas Matzu Moro Shalom B'sharim Kachati Beitzu Hakol Uhat O, it's all a mistake. V'tzorech Lios B'kefel should be doubled. Ayin Shom Sheherich Lochiach. And here's my one, I didn't see a Herich, I saw one line about it. So I'm a little worried, maybe I don't have the full tzlach either. Herich Lochiach, the Shiure Hoetzbos Lo Nishtanu, that the measure of the fingers did not change. And here's the key word Lihiskatein. Lihiskatein, Rabbi Feivel Cohen writes, makes absolutely no sense. He's proven that these fingers did not get smaller. And if they would have gotten smaller, does that make things better or worse? Worse! That would have compounded the kasha. That's Rabbi Feivel Cohen writes. He says, L'chor ain't a movement. Dimat bos niskatnu, koshken the kasha tfei. Fakert, el atzlach ochiach sham shatz bosein alone is gadlu. That's what it says in the tzlach. I looked it up, it says it there. Alone is gadlu. Maybe it's a typo, you'll think, right? Patience. Mikfisha imash etik arambam vial korcha deraka beitzim niskatnum. Oh, that's what he proves. Lanias daiti after kushyosu kushy gedola v'chamura al shirena avol aneged shitas yesh gamken kushy chamura v'hu dihinei besugi v'yumad afpei muchach deshir b'kimlo lugmav mishnei atzadim v'odam beinani. Who yosin the reviews? We just saw that, right? We saw that Tosis yesterday in Psachim. Ayin shem betosis is my Psachim. Ayin shem betosis is also in Psachim daf kuf zayah. I think that's what we saw yesterday, right? If I'm not mistaken. Look it up. I'm pretty sure it's there. V'chein kosel aram v'shaposki. V'yisakad ad v'shir reviews v'zmaneinu. Hu kiflayim. Tahayinu shir gimel beitzim shalonu. Im ken kim lo lukmav to other benini. Mishneh etzdonim. Who yosem and gibel beitim, right? Should be more than three, because more than revius. Brackets. To ho chiach atzlach, the af is manenu, again, lo at, unbelievable, again, lo niskatein, ho odom bi atzvahosov, vimash hoya mikodem, vim kein poshet to chiagavna bi yesterei vorov. Both times, instead of niskatein, what should it have said? Niskadeh.
No, it's important.
No.
Your body shear diminishes and the shear also becomes diminished.
Right. I realize that. You'll see, it doesn't work. He experimented, says the Bir Halacha. The Kama Anoshim banned him and come a look what Shalem Mishnei had started. The other the Kol Hayoser Rak at Shnei Beitzim Beinanim Beklipa Shalem Maximum. Hurry the Beitzim Shalono Lo Niskatu Kol Kach Rak Eze Shir Kotten Levad Brackets O Efsha Deha Emesu Kifishita Saran Shehuva Blank. That's where you go off the charts. The Rami mentioned yesterday. We saw it in Pesachim. It's really in Yuma. We saw it in Pesachim a little bit too. The Rami doesn't say that a what? That a Malal Lukbav is 51% just a bare robe of a Revius. The Rami says Pachas Merevius. Maybe it's 90% of a Revius. Maybe it's 3/4. Maybe it's 2/3. We don't know. So if you'll say that what? That the Rami is correct, then we can assume that there's no change. A what? A Malol Lukbav fills up at most how much? How much? Come on, how much? He says 2 baits in Bain and Biklipa Shalem. 2 kebaits. Right? No, 1 second. Therefore, maybe Enochinami, a revius is the same as it always was. What's that? What it always was 1.5 baits. So the question is that then it comes out that the Kimla Lukbav, which is half of 2, which is really 1. Kibetza is 2/3 of a shear revius. So what? So be 2/3. Doesn't say it's 51%. Only Tosfos goes to the Malach of roe revius betzimtzum, which means presumably close to betzimtzum. The Rambam, we don't know how much it is, so be 2/3. Be the same as a shear kibetza. There's nothing I can change. And even if you'll say that something did change, according to Shita Tosfos, it only changed a little bit. Then off a ratio of 2/1. That's the kasha of the Bir Halacha. Sure. If I have, Rabosai, that's a lot to figure out. If I have I measure people, and I measure them, and it comes out that their both cheekfuls, below look with mamish, is no more, it's even less than perhaps, 2 baits, right, the size of 2 eggs with the klipa, with the shell. That means, Rabosai, that a revius has to be a revius is less than that. So revius can't be any more than the size of 2 kebetzim. Can't be. It's impossible. Can't be. It's supposed to be a betzim and a half. So one of two things happened. Either the betzim got a little bit smaller. The old betzim was the size of our present-day 2 kebetzim. And today's betzim is... What did I just say? Okay. The old... Gotta say it right. The old kebetzim was so big that a revius was the 2 below Lugmav, Mr. Brewer. No. Again. I want to get it's a little confusing, but let's get it straight. We have an experiment with the Mr. Brewer. What he did is that the most that the Milo, not Kimlo, see, it's confusing. Kimlo means only one cheek. Milo means both cheeks. He did both cheeks and he got the size of 2 kebetzim. So if you do one side at most, you get is how much? The size of 1 kebetzim. Now that's not supposed to be so big. If you follow the revius being a betzim machzor, they call that ptosis. Put it on the board. It's easy. It's easy. It's not hard. What's the revius? The Gemara says the revius equals 1.5 base. That's a Gemara, correct? This should be the Gemara. Now, the Tosfos. Remember, Kimlo Lukbav, which equals to what? Is equal to which is a half of what? Of Milo Lukbav. This is one side, right? Side echa. Half a Milo Lukbav, which is what? Based on it. And the Tosfos, this Kimlo Lukbav, which is what? Half a Milo Lukbav, is what? Rove. Correct, we thought we saw Tosfos. Everyone got it straight? 2 Rove Revius. Now, put the two together. What should come out? Right. What should the Kimlo Lukma be?
450.
Approximately what? A little more than what?
Three quarters
of a kibbutz. Well, more than. Okay. What did I say? Right? Is this correct?
Yes.
Correct. Now, the Mishnah Berurah measured it. What did he get? Mishnah Berurah's measured. What did he get? Rov Avius.
Kimlo Lukma.
Right. Rov Avius was equal to what? One kibbutz. So, right? One kibbutz. You follow me? Because he said the whole, both sides are two kibbutz. So one side is one kibbutz. She's off by a factor of 3/4 to 1. So he said it's 1 second, let me finish. So it's off by 3/4 to 1. No, not so terrible. Hold on. It's off by double. Right. Not double. It's only off by a relatively small portion. According to the slot, it said it's to be 1.5. Not one. It's a big difference. It's only off by a fraction compared to the slot. Or, show out the rock. What's the rock? What did the rock say? That Kiblo Lumbo. Kiblo Lumbo.
Pachos.
Is what?
Pachos.
Pachos. We don't know exactly how much. Alright? And now what do we get? We got what? We got
1.5
So, which could be 1 kibbutzah. Fine. No problem. What's 1 is bad? Happens to be exactly 1 percentage? Which is 2/3, right? 2/3 of less than 1. By higher math. Alright? Which is 2/3 of
1.5.
Pachos is 2/3. Good. Do you know what? There's nothing changed.
2/3 of every.
Right. So nothing changed according to the rock. Ad kan de biolo. Beautiful. Gvaldik. Now what do you do? There's a rye against the slach, the slach of the God of Ador. Incidentally, speaking of the slach of the God of Ador, there's a famous story about this. Someone claimed, and it's all written, I don't know how authoritative this is, the slach measured the etzvos with its own fingers. Which makes, you know, the slach. And the slach was 6'6". They say 6'6" then, which was like the God of Ador. If you remind me, remember the God of Ador, the ship of Amalek, of all be kolom. So apparently, someone went to the slach and said, "Rebbe, maybe the cheshbon is off because your fingers are so big." And he said, "I'm sorry," he waved at him or something like that. The whole stipend, the whole piece, and he didn't change his mind. He wouldn't just waved at it. The whole part of the whole literature, the slach height came into the factor over here. Well, here's the letter from Rabbi Kolom. Very nice. So what do you do? Set. What's the matter?
Published
giant test
without a change in size or anything.
It's
just that most
it came
out to was
2.6 feet. Right,
the most.
Okay, most people were
around
1.6 feet. Okay, now. Okay. Oh. So what do you do on local amices? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to be machmir for derisis. I agree. Derisis, we can take a chance on a derisis. But I have only one problem. I have one quibble with the Mishnah Berurah. What's a derisis? The Mishnah Berurah, you saw it over here, both in Mishnah Berurah and in Birla. Well, in Mishnah, we only see it here. Kiddush Shel Laila, as opposed to Kiddush Shel Yom. I'll tell you why. Kiddush Shel Laila is the rice, that's true. That is true. But Kiddush Shel Yayin, according to most poskim, is the Rabbonim. Yeah, there are some on Kiddush Shel Yayin the rice. Some. But many poskim hold that Kiddush is Al Yayin is the Rabbonim. Even in the part that you don't have in the Bir Halacha, on the next page, when he comes to this conclusion, he should be machmir. He says, you know why I have to be machmir at Kazayis L'Pesach, Ish L'Achmir. Okay. V'chem L'Yin Kiddush Alayla. You know why? The Ikoro Hu Doraisa. Doesn't say it's Doraisa the one. It's Ikra Doraisa. The Ikra Doraisa, Rabosai. Ikra Doraisa is only Halacha. You know, we have, you know, I don't know what Dovah Shesh L'Matirin. You have a certain Klolin. The equal the rice have to be more machmir. But we're not discussing a lumdashub. It's just a question of achrol adina. We're afraid not to be drinking enough of the chiv the rice. So the fact that kiddush is equal the rice, I don't think should be relevant for this achrol. It's a question what the shear is. So the fact that it's equal the rice, so what? But it's not the rice that has the wine, so therefore, it should be enough to have the regular shear. And then at the end comes to be a look with his bombshell and says, listen, even though Lemaisi says, I feel the divrei atzlach. He says the shtias akos. He can certainly be mekel because shtias akos is certainly the rabbanon. It's certainly the rabbanon. And he says, Trey Chumra lo Avdinan. So you drink a little liquid of yourself, that's all, if you're short of wine. Don't drink so much. Ad kan de biyolo. And then in the Mishnah Brura that you did see, he has a nupshat. He said like this, the last three lines on page 96 that you have. Vafalponim yira lechatchila, sheyarzik akos kishnei beitzim. Where'd that come from? Manasha. Either it should be a beit of a machza, or it should be what? Three beits. We got two beits from. The terrace is from his measurements. The Bi'er Halacha is relying on the Mishnah Brura, relying on the measurements that he describes in the Bi'er Halacha. That's what he says, to look at the Bi'er Halacha. So, okay, it's a compromise view. So we know what a beit is. A kabeit is 2 ounces. So according to another view, you have to have what? According to us, we have to have 3 ounces. 3 ounces is what? That's a beit of a machza. According to the Mishnah Brura, you have to have how much? 4 ounces. According to the Tzlach, you have to have what? 6 ounces. There's a whole literature, if you want to see it, about how big were the coasts of the Gedolei Yisrael. How was the Mishnah Brura's coast? They say, I was pressed on print, that the Mishnah Brura's grandson wouldn't use his grandfather's coast. Too small.
I heard it from my grandson. Where Zach told me, says, my grandmother invited a guest over, and offered him as a guest in honor to make kiddush from it. And the guy goes, I can use this, it's not kosher. He goes, my husband used it.
Right. Apparently, the Chafetz Chaim's coast was, I think, 4 point something ounces or something like that. And his grandson, Hosam Chazanish, with the Tzlach, he needs a 5.7 coat. I think he should be a little more. I say 5.7. And he wouldn't use his grandson. Can you imagine the Chofetz Chaim's coat we going unused? Give it to me. I'll use it. Chofetz Chaim's, hey, look at Chofetz Chaim's coat. Oh, the pie's been going unused because it's too small a shear for the grandson. That's what I, yes. He measured linearly and he measured, Bates, and it came out to off by ratio of 2 to 1. Rabosa, it seems to me, if I may be heretical, I want to quibble a little bit with the Tzlach. You got the Tzlach HaShalom, if you can find this for me? I want to make sure I didn't miss something. I have a bit of a problem. My Tzlach, I don't understand one word to be halacha. The word is herich. What does herich mean? What does the word herich mean, no? Length. You have a lengthy proof. So what? Shashir etzbos lo nishtanu. There's no change in the shir. It should be lisgada, not liskate. My Tzlach has only a one-line proof of this. One line. His line is, you're not going to believe this now. His line is, we all know, niskatnu hadoros. That's what he said. That's the whole proof that I have in my book. Niskatnu hadoros. Maybe you look it up here. Yeah, I have it at home. Okay, I have it at home.
Over here, that's where I got it from.
The Shara Tshuva,
okay,
over
here.
Okay. I'll look for that. Thank you very much. The whole proof that I saw is from one line. Hold on. Here it is, same version, same thing I have. It's in page Tav Pehe in this version. It's right before it says Kuf Yud Testament Beis. It's what he calls Kuf Yud Vav Beis. It's Kuf Tezayin. That's been a typo in the Mishnah Brura. Well, that's some of the stories. Kuf Yud Tes, that's a typo, whatever it may be. Hold the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita B'Layla Z'Tzvich and Lechel Kazayas Matzah V'Chein Moro L'Shitav HaKaisis Shor Revi Shol Torah Torah Ani Levar Shir Kazayas Shir Revi Esmash Ola L'Daiti Shez Borli B'Moifis. What does Moifis mean? A miracle. Moifis means with a Raya Brura Shehu Shalom T'Nevi Shulchan Aruch. Why? He checked, he did a Medida. And he says, "Bizbeta shlema bizmaneinu urak chati beta mi beta shavahem shirat Torah." Because the challah is there, he measured this.
What did he measure exactly?
Whatever, the shir challah. Ve'al karchav shenishtane bizmaneinu. One of two things. This is the key. Here is the most important line. Oh, shai golden this gadlu, not this katlu. Oh, shai golden this gadlu. In the gadol yosem ya golden shir bizmaneinu bi meyat tanoim. Maybe our thumbs are thicker, our fingers are. Our fists are bigger, our arms are longer, our body is longer. Oh, Shabbat in the Skatlu. If it is my name, Tanami Mashayah, we made Tatanoyim. Now, which one is it? Two line proof. Less than 2 lines, line and a half. This is the Herod. That's how I'm saying the word Herod. I want you to listen to every word of this line and a half. Viyadua, Shadoros Holchenu Mismatin. That's what we call the Skatlu Adoros.
Rabbeinu
Shel Olam. Rabbeinu, forgive me for being a heretic, but it seems to me that all the, going to Torah Mada, that all the scientific information that we have indicates that the human being is now taller than he was with Zman HaGemara. We have significant evidence. You couldn't walk through the door of the house that they had, even in the time of Rabbi Yehuda, you could walk through the door. He lived the time of George Washington, not Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know if you can walk through the door of those. If you go
with Zman Moshe, they lived taller.
Maybe they got smaller, they got bigger. But I even went to certain, early Americana, and I couldn't get through the door. Kavachami, if you went there, saw the old houses. You kick. People were simply shorter than they were. Pashto pushing that way, and they have, of course, these bones from a long time ago. And people appear to have been shorter than they were. I think it's documented. I mean, by any old measures of science that we have, Pashto's what happened was, yes, they had gold in this guy. No. Niskan Adaras means in Ruchnius. Avada Niskan Adaras. In Ruchnius. You read us Adaras in Ruchnius. In the olden days, they were Gedali, where's a bunch of nobodies? But we're tall nobodies. From Moshe Pashas, Zechat Tazel Rachel, the very short man, I think he was, I'm not sure he was even 5 feet. He was the God of Adar, bigger than all of us put together. We could all stand up 30 Talmidim. Will be on 150 feet, and Rabbi Shimon, when it's less than 5, is bigger than all of us put together. That's what you call Yerida Sadaris, the Skat of Adaris. But what does that have to do with how tall you are? I don't understand this. Came there a lead. Father Abba. This is what the possibility was the Slach discounts. I thought that was right. That's why it was off by a ratio of 2 to 1. Yeah. Oh, so one minute. And 2 to 1 is, I want to be very explain to you. 2 to 1, you don't have to be should be twice as tall as they were. You get your computer out. To achieve 2 to 1 in cubic, it only needs a very small change, right? 1 times 1 times 1 is 1. All right? How do you get to 2? 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2. What do I take you? Where did I take you? 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2. Where did I take you?
1.68. 1.7.
1.3 times 1.3 times 1.3. See what that takes you? 1 minute.
There it is.
So it's 1 1/4. What we have to do is right somewhere around there. What we have to go is if we're a fourth taller than they were in the olden days. That would suffice. So again, maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe we got a little bit taller, they got a little bit smaller. I'll make up sure. But the Chara, we did get a little bit taller. That's the Pashas that way. So for that reason, if you take the Mishnah Brewer's version of the 2x instead of the 3x, and add the Nakuda which we had, namely, that people got a little bit taller, then you're home free. You don't have to assume that there's such a radical change and double the Shirim. Okay, nearly? So again, it's a four Doraisis, Mamish. What Doraisis do we have in this world? What the rights do we exist in this world? Matzah, that's it. Kazayas Matzah the first night. Zako. What other rights is there in this world?
Taller.
No, but say so you take. No.
How much taller? What's the share? 43 1/3.
I'm missing, making a mistake. So I'll take him a smaller share. I'm saying the other way around. I want to know a case where I have to have a bigger share, otherwise I'm violating the rights. Well, not from the kind of the rights. Except for Kazayas Matzah. Kazayas first night sukkahs, but that we have the Rebbech usually. That's not a problem. Kazayas Matzah, that's the first night Pesach. There I agree to be Matzah. That's the only place where Matzah can be double the Shiru. Kazayas Matzah, the first night Pesach. Huh? He says the Rabbana, I keep saying. The Rabbana, I'm going to call for this tremendous chum. Yes?
From where they call
it, wouldn't be a Rabbana Matzah? Rachel of Atala, according to most, we shun with the Rabbana. According to most, we show the Yisra Brachel of Atalos the Rabbana. Tursus of the Beferish, and even the Rambam is a Tshuva, that's okay in the Rambam. Otherwise, you're in big trouble. You want to eat a Kazayas and bench. You have to have the Pashas of a Kazayas of flour, the Pashas, a Kazayas of bread, which is flour and water. If you're going to double that Shia, oh boy, you got to set a real shot of the Brachel of Atalos. I want to know the Rices only. Where is it except for Kazayas Matzah, which really comes up? Anybody? Esrog. Some possible Machwa, the Esrog should be very big. Because Esrog is supposed to be Kaveitza. If Esrog is double,
It's a somewhat larger esrog. Shouldn't use a mini esrog. Okay, true. Shouldn't use a mini esrog. No, even that. You have to understand one thing. To get twice as big as an egg is very small, because you see, you know what I'm saying? If you have an egg like this, you just go an extra tiny bit on all sides, and right away it's twice the volume of an egg. It doesn't have to be too big. But most esrog, even the small ones are twice the size of an egg. Yes, ma'am. No. Yes.
So in reference to that Parsha Chala, when would the theme of Parsha Chala start? When it says 43 and a third eggs. What is
43 and a third eggs. How we have eggs.
How do you like the flour?
Very simple. No rules of the math. An egg is 2 ounces. 86, 43 and, and a fifth, no? 86, I can't remember. Yes, 86 ounces of
flour.
Not weight ounces. Right, liquid acid. 86
is
that's 10 cups and it'll change. 10 cups of flour, you have to be mafish chala. You want to make a bracha till more? So don't make a bracha. I don't care. 10 cups of flour, how much is that in pounds? I think it's 2 pounds and something.
10
ounces? No, it's a pound. It's all about a pound. You have to be careful. Very simple. My wife told me once, I forgot. How many cups of flour are in a 5, or in a pound, or in a 2 pound, or 5 pound bag. I forgot. Whatever it is, it's easy to figure out. I'll ask for tonight if I remember.
That depends on how much you're going to measure.
True. You know, she told me something. She told me that, right. Some flowers are lighter, heavier. That's right. That's right.
Chemical is probably lighter.
No.
Because it's Yoshin. Yoshin is Ruchni is the real Yoshin.
What about the
Chassofa?
Did he really hold the flowers?
He did.
Did.
Yes, he did. Chassam Sof helped me. Look over here. He called for Chassam Sof. Gam Agon Chassam Sof. Shuvah Kufkov Zayin. Machzim Begimel Beitzim Benim Shalom and Maklipa. It's Machzim. It's what he says. I trust the
Be'alot. No, and it seems to be the other way around.
Oh, yeah? I'm only
trusting. Baruch Hashem holds the other sheet that calls for Chassam Sof too.
Okay. Could be. Could be. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Can we measure the world loop on the staff of the world?
Yeah, I know. That's a good question. I'm not sure how you measure this Mulugum store. I don't know. I can't figure out. You measure the middle, the side. I can't figure it out. I don't know. That's the Mishabur is basically assuming that way. Yeah. Yeah.
What basis do we have to
even
require
upon
all this besides?
So Rice says, once a year, David, once a year. But I'll tell you a secret. I'm not a macher anyway. I'm not a macher anyway the first night. I'll tell you why. Because we shall see in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch requires that every individual on first night Pesach have 2 kazesim of matzah. For the first, I'm talking about the, I don't mean the karach not for karach. Moitzi matzah should be 2 kazesim. For reasons we'll discuss as we go. So 1 minute. So on Ani's diet that we can do is as follows. Take our kazayas. Which is, what's our kazayas? It's either a half a beitza or a third of a beitza or even maybe even 3/10 of a beitza. Machma the most. Half. So the machal is machma tov feva. Right half. We should be machma. In a chanam, we should be machma. So what's a half of 2 ounces? 1 fluid ounce. 1 fluid ounce of flour, that's what you have to have Pesach night, Mikir Adin. Ella, my own machma, another Yudah. I require 2 fluid ounces. Very nice. The machal was machma to have what? 2 kazesim, for reasons which we'll see later. So I tell everybody, you have 2 kazesim.
My
2 kazesim, not stock 2 kazesim. Because on the level of the rice, you don't have to have 2 kazesim, 1 is enough. So on the level of the rice, you have the tzlach's biggest kazayas, which is double. On the level of the rabbanon, you have 2 kazesim, which would have been shulchan aruch requires anyway. But my one chumrah of the year ends up not being really much of a chumrah anyway. Alright? So don't panic. How much is this in terms of matzah? That's part of tomorrow's shiur. We have to see. I'm going to bring in the. If you know anybody who measures anything in writing, bring it in. I have Rabbi Eider's measurements and Rabbi David Feinstein. Rabbi David Feinstein changed. I have an old cold oil. You don't have a new cold oil? He made it much bigger. Yeah, all the way up to 10 million inflation. You don't have an old, I don't have a cold oil. I got a Rabbi David Feinstein, no? For himself, whatever. Bar can take a lot. Well, I'll have to see him tomorrow. Oh.
Rabbi Blumenkrantz had a discussion on
it too. Big Shira. Oh, Rabbi Bosa. Now I want to just begin, and we'll have a chance to finish it at all, the Indian of the brachas on the Arba Kursus. What's the matter?
There's no backing.
stam because it's already so you're not going for it.
Wait a
no
minute.
No source
wait,
in the
wait a minute. He had a source. The source was the two shurim didn't jive. The question has to go one way or the other. He concluded his way. And we shouldn't just say, one sheet. First of all, I read four the Chatham Sofer agreed, and maybe I was incorrect, but I think I'm right. Chazan Ish agrees wholeheartedly with the Tzlach. Tanner of Bekiva Eger also agreed. Not stam. You can't just push it away. On the Rabbanans, we have a right to be vehicles, especially the Mishnah Berurah thinks that this whole thing is not right. But on the level of the rice, once a year, you can have, and it probably doesn't cause anything anyway. You have to have two kazais called the Mechaber anyway. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I remember he came with a psalm shot in the Agoda. This way, not this way. The wrong way. I said, it's all Mahalach, and they say he's wrong. Yeah?
David, I spoke to an elderly European Rabbanah many years ago. From Chassid Shirbanah, from Romania and from Russia, they said that we never followed this. In our countries, they said that we never followed this from the Islam.
Right.
They were
correct.
Only on the way they saw it.
Correct, yeah. Correct. I agree. I also not Mahmoud.
You said what? You were following the Rises. They said nothing.
What the rice? We narrowed it down to Pesach night, and Pesach night have two kazaisim anyway, so Mamish comes to naught. You're going the wrong direction, I keep saying that.
Mikvos.
Oh, that's it. That's right. Correct. Mikvos for Machmer. The Mikvos are Machmer for every crazy sheet, so what's Machmer for this too?
Right.
But they told me you weren't Machmer at all. No. It'll be the one Machmer for Mikvos in Europe either, I suppose. Yeah. Eirvin, we assume, it better be the Rabbanim, because the rice of Eirvin work. So, Pashas, so we assume it's the Rabbanim. But Pashas, really, it's hot. I mean, you know, on the practical level, it's mostly the Rabbanim. Let's go back. The Gemara and Kuf Tesem and Beis, Rabosai, is a very important piece of Gemara. Very important. Lord, Kuf Tesem and Beis. Lord, Yivchus, Salome, Abakars, Hekim, Atak, the Rabbanim, Midi, the Yosef, the Day, Sakona. But how do they offer them tray, lo yishka tray, lo yikaneach tray, lo yasa tzorach of tray? Don't do things in pairs. Zugas is dangerous. Omer abnachan bar makro, leil shimurim, leil hamashumer ubaman amazik. Rova makol shabrochem et starf l'tovo, leinam et starf l'ro. Ravina mar, arbo, kasi, tikina, rabbonim, derecheres, kol chad, vechad, mitzvah, v'yapei nafshu. Frankly, lo yasa tzorach of tray, amai. Why not? Birchas Hanen, not Birchas HaMitzvah. I don't see why not. So the Rav is don't shot. Lomad Arav Zal Inyan Abrocha Mimash Omal Inyan Zugos. Not, the Rav is a very fancy shot. The Rav learned from the part of the Gemara that he doesn't quote. That's the amazing part of the Rav's shot. What, which part? Mash Omal Inyan Zugos Lefisha Heim Shavin Bedin Nimlah. Zugos and Brocha have a common denominator. Nimlach, if you change your mind. Sherei Nimlach ain't Bamishim Zugos, as we saw in the Gemara on our computer on Aleph. The Nimlach Nami Kovea Brocha Acheres. That happens to be true. Both of them are true. So therefore, he transposed the equation of Brocha with Zugos by Nimlach to Brocha with Zugos with respect to Ravina Shita. Does the Ran mean that the person is literally a Nimlach? That is a Hesach Adas? Could he change his mind from codes 1 to codes 4? I don't think that's what the Ran means.